You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have grammar expert Gene Clements, who's probably cringing at all those ain'ts in that J.D. McPherson song. Gene, thanks for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you. I wasn't cringing because I knew they broke the rules for emphasis, which means they had to know the rules to begin with.
Well, Gene, I'd like to put who you are in perspective, and I realize it would take 10 minutes to read your credits. So let me just read the paragraph from your testimony to the State Board of Education in New Jersey in 2010. Gene wrote, "I believe I bring a unique perspective to the implementation of content standards in New Jersey. I've spent over 30 years in New Jersey's public schools teaching language arts in grades 6 through 12 for all level students and in rich, poor, and middle-class districts. I eventually became the lead English teacher at Morris Knowles High School, where I managed a department of 20 teachers. I've published 3 books on writing, SAT prep and ACT prep. While researching the writing manuscript, I was invited to Harvard to study their writing program, reputed to be the best in the country. I also invented a vocabulary game and program that is so different from anything in existence, it received a patent from the United States government." We'll stop there for now, okay?
Okay, thanks. I look good on paper. I know it's good.
So you are passionate about the teaching of grammar in schools for a very basic reason, and I think you called it the mathematics of language.
Yes, and I am passionate because this is our language. We depend on this for communication, for ideas, for the emergence of anything new that somebody manufactures in their brain. They have to communicate it through language, and it's deteriorating, and I am on a mission to change that. Grammar is the mathematics of language because there's precision to it. There is only one right answer, one wrong answer. Everything has a place. Everything has a function. It's like a well-oiled machine, and it's the foundation of our language, and I think everybody should know it.
So tell me how you go about teaching grammar.
Well, first of all, I make it fun because it is fun. One of the things my kids love to do is to correct other people. So before I teach them something, I say, you know, a lot of people don't know this. And we start with something simple. A lot of people use the phrase between you and I. Between you and I is always wrong. Always, always, always. It always was wrong. It always will be wrong. It's wrong. So when you hear people say between you and I, they're saying it because they think it makes them sound more educated, but it's wrong. So my kids got to correct them. And they would come back in class and say, guess what I heard so-and-so say? And they corrected them. They even corrected their teachers and their parents. So they were having a lot of fun with it. But one of the most important things is the age-old question, why do we have to learn this? And very often kids don't get answers. There are answers, and here they are. You have to learn this. Why do you have to learn a preposition? Because if you learn a preposition, you'll know what pronoun to use after it, because there's right and wrong, and you'll know what a prepositional phrase is, and that is what you have to use in your writing in order to make your writing better. So there's answers there, and I think English teachers are not taking the time to explain to kids why they have to learn it. And you don't have to diagram sentences like we did in, although I love to do that because it just had a mathematical precision. But you can take apart, I used to do 30-word sentences. We took every single word, what it is, what it functions as. We took it apart, we put it back together, and then we put it back together in a different way in order to make it a better sentence, which is what you do when you revise your writing. And we used grammar to even spur some creativity. I used lyrics from some of my favorite songs, like the Beatles. And I'd start off with, picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. That's 3 prepositional phrases right in a row. Now add some to that. Now we're going to do an original one. Picture yourself home alone while your parents are gone. And now add some prepositional phrases. And they came up with some doozies, let me tell you. but they were learning the language and they were improving their writing skills and they were doing it collaboratively and having fun with it. And it was just a joy to teach. And it's not being taught, and it should be.
Wow.
Let me just tell you one more thing.
Please, go ahead.
I've had so many kids come to me and say, what can I do to improve my writing? And I would look at their writing, and I would tell them the single most powerful thing that you can do to improve your writing, which is the hallmark of any well-respected publication, use introductory participial phrases to combine your sentences. And that's great advice, but if you don't know what an introductory participial phrase is, you can't do it. If you don't know what a participle is, you can't do it. So that is another reason why you have to learn these things, because there is a use for them, especially in writing. And my philosophy is writing is proof that you can think. And if you write clearly, that's proof that you can think clearly, and you need grammar to achieve that.
Amen.
I hope I made my case.
Amen, sister.
I think I have a kindred spirit in you.
I think that what you're talking about is something I'm passionate about. But what I find in speaking with others about grammar, that there's sort of an innate sense of being put down. You know, when it's not. It's just a, hey, this would be the way to do it correctly.
I think the delivery of the message is important, because I have helped people improve their grammar, some making egregious mistakes that this one particular person actually wouldn't be able to get a professional job because her grammar was that bad, and other people just to improve it. But it almost got to be a game. Like, again, they'd say, oh, I just said this, but that was wrong, wasn't it? And I said, that's right. So, and they were very receptive, because I didn't equate their not knowing it with being stupid, because it doesn't equate to that. It's not learning it, not having learned it at the proper time.
Not having been taught it at the proper time.
Right. And teachers, and unfortunately, teachers don't teach it. You talk to... And this is, I know you're going to get some negative feedback on this, but it's true. I have spoken to English teachers across the country who do not know grammar. If they don't know it, they cannot teach it. And very, very often, if you look at a preparation for an English teacher in college, there are no courses on grammar. There are no courses on writing revision. There are no courses on language. It's literature. Which is great, but that's not enough. And that really has to change. I can teach teachers what they have to know in grammar in one day. It's an intensive 8 hours, but in 8 hours they can make up for years of not having learned what they were supposed to learn. And now they can go back in their classrooms and teach it. So I'm hoping this takes off.
I'm glad you're on a mission. Is this in any way connected with the formation of the first Association of Language Arts Teachers of America?
It is. We are launching that association next month, and this is an organization, not for profit, of teachers for teachers. We are going to be here to help teachers. They're implementing the Common Core standards, which are coming to 45 states across the nation, and they want to do a good job. Teachers work hard, and they want to succeed, but they don't have the training, they don't have the tools, and we are going to make sure that those tools and that training is accessible to them, and accessible to them in a way where they can use it. We're not going to do theories and pie in the sky. They come to us, and we send them back to their classroom. They hit the ground running. They have lesson plans. They have teaching techniques. They know exactly what to do. And that is what we're going to offer teachers beginning August 30th.
Wow. Jean, you are clearly a woman in charge. And we've got to mention that you're vice president of InstructVision, Inc. And part of that company's product offering is the game that you invented to help people understand and be proficient with vocabulary for the SAT and ACT. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. When I coached SAT prep, I could show a kid how to get a perfect score on the SAT or the ACT. I could show them everything they needed to know except for vocabulary. That's something they had to learn on their own. And they didn't know vocabulary. The vocabularies of our kids are shrinking every year. So I had lists of hundreds of words. Well, you know, how are they going to memorize hundreds of words? So I did about 5 years of research and a 400-page thesis on how to learn and remember vocabulary. I took all of that information and I turned it into an interactive game, which is online now at verbaleducation.com, and some of that is free. So anybody can go there, and you will learn techniques on how to increase your vocabulary and how not just to learn words, anybody can learn words, but how to remember them. And we brain-based research has uncovered 8 particular techniques that the human brain uses to put information into long-term memory, and that's what we use in the game. So it's based on very sophisticated research, but it's a fun interactive game. Kids get to blow up asteroids when they get a right answer. and they didn't mind playing it. I mean, this is not like blowing up people and robots in one of those video games, but they didn't mind playing it. We had kids they played it for an hour without somebody standing over them saying, oh, now pay attention and keep going. They actually enjoyed doing it. So I hope this changes the vocabulary acquisition skills of kids in the United States, too, because I love the English language, and it is in danger of dying, and I want to save it.
I think you're just the woman to do it, Jane.
I hope so. I hope so. Spread the word. Spread the word.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. And I don't know, I feel pretty energized. How about you, Tracy?
I'm afraid to say anything.
No, don't. That's the whole point, because you should. And if you make a mistake, you go, oh, yeah, now I get it. So then you just improve all the time.
Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for asking me.
Jean Clements, based in New Jersey, is an expert, as you've heard, in grammar and education and SAT and ACT prep. And you can see more about that game again at verbaleducation.com.